Good afternoon. We've come to worship the Lord and share with you his goodness. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we thank you for your many blessings upon us. Thank you for your creation. Thank you that we are your creation. You are awesome. You are just, there aren't words, Father, but we love you and thank you for your love for us, that you sent your only begotten Son to pay the price for our sin, and that we might have forgiveness of our sin and eternal life. We thank you, Father, for that. You are so good to us. Father, help us to glorify you today in all that we do, say, or think. Help us to abide in the Lord Jesus and produce much fruit,
yes,
much glory, yes, for your kingdom's sake. In Jesus, our Messiah's precious name, amen. Amen. This beautiful song, giving honor and glory to the Lord, the goodness of God. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just praise him and thank him for all he's done in my life. Pastor Buck.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful song. As we're out here on our deck in our backyard looking over the mountain here, we thank God every morning for his goodness and mercy.
Amen.
This is our 17th year that we've been able to come and live up here in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains and to have our church and to have God and to have each other.
Yes.
It's been good to Nikki and me. We don't know how much time that he's going to give us left, but we're going to sing of the goodness of God.
Amen.
We're going to sing of his mercy. You know, we don't hear nothing but bad news. And God put it in my heart last night. The Holy Ghost just moved upon me and said, bring some good news tomorrow from your house. And so we've set everything up here on the deck in our backyard. And we just want to share what God, the Holy Ghost, has put in our heart to minister to you and to us.
Yes.
You know, there's more to being a Christian than just to going to church, to just going to church on Sunday or Wednesday or Friday night Bible study. It's a daily walk with the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, sometimes we forget that Jesus said, I am the vine and ye are the branches, and you can't do anything good apart from me.
That's right.
Now we can make our efforts and we can make our plans, but I want to say this to you, if we're not holding on to the hand of Jesus, we're just sort of beating the air with good intentions. And I remember my mother telling me when I was just a little boy in Alderson, West Virginia, and I would tell her, well, Mom, I'm trying to do good. I intend to do good, but I just mess up. And Mom said, son, let me tell you something about good intentions. Hell is full of people that have good intentions. She said, we all need Jesus, and we need to realize that everything good comes, every perfect gift comes from our Father in heaven.
That's right.
And so that stuck with me. I thank God that I had a mother that told me about Jesus, and I learned about Jesus when I was a little child. I was 5 years old, and I had to wear glasses. My eyesight was terrible. And I went up, and I said, Mama, I want to be prayed for. So there was a traveling evangelist that come through Alderson, the Alderson Church of God, and he gave the invitation. He says, somebody need prayer, and you want delivered, come up here right now, and I'll anoint you with oil, and God's going to heal you. Well, I was 5 years old, but I believe what God said. And so I went up, and he anointed me with oil and prayed for me, and I took my glasses off and handed them to Mama. And Mama looked a little startled. She said, now, son, you know, that you're supposed to wear these glasses. I said, Mom, I don't need these glasses anymore because I've been healed. And you know, Mom put those glasses up and I never wore glasses again till I was 50 years old. 45 years old with perfect vision. And of course, I'm 78 now and I'm wearing glasses. But I still believe in the healing power of Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to say to you today, if you're out here walking around and you're trying to fix things yourself, if you're trying to do things and you just sort of put Jesus on the back burner, it's time for you and me to repent and turn back to God, because He's the answer and He's the one that enables us to do good things.
That's right.
He's the one that gives us what we have. And I'm very thankful for what I have. You know, I've not asked God for a new home. Never asked God for a new home. Never asked Him for a brand new vehicle. And He just keeps blessing us because I've learned to be content.
Amen.
I've learned to be content. And just a few months ago, He gave us a 2020 van to do the ministry work with. I didn't care anything about a brand new one. Certainly didn't want to have the payments. And thank God, everything we have is paid for.
Yeah.
And I praise God for that. That come from walking with Jesus, from holding His hand. Because when you don't hold His hand, you're going to sink sooner or later.
Right.
It reminds me of Peter. When Peter was walking on the water and he took his eyes off the Lord, he started to sink just like you and I are going to sink. But you know what? Jesus had His hand outstretched to Peter. Peter took His hand and Peter did not sink no further than his ankles and walked back to the boat and got in the boat. And so I'm going to sing a song today and we're going to bring you a short message of good news about holding the hand of our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I pray that you'll enjoy it. And I pray that you are walking with the Lord, not only walking with Him, but holding His hand, because He's got His hand outstretched to you and me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought I could build on my sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains, they're too high, and the valleys, they're too wide. As a mighty big man, the Lord.
In the book of Acts, chapter 17, God has sent Paul to Athens in order to tell them the good news, the salvation message that Jesus saves. And when Paul got to an open area in Athens where the men were all discussing their different philosophies and their beliefs in the different gods that they served, Paul said to them, "I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God." So they were acknowledging that there was an unknown God they didn't know about. And he said, "I'm here to tell you that God that made the world and all things therein,
Amen.
Seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being."
Yes, amen.
"As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's advice." And he said, "The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Jesus, whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead." And that was Paul's beginning of his telling them God's plan of salvation through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what he was saying was that we all live and move and have our being because of God. Not we ourselves, we belong to God. And God wants us to seek Him with all of our hearts. And when we do that, we will find Him. We will find the truth that He, in His mercy, sent His only begotten Son to pay the price for us and buy us back, the price for our sin. That's what Jesus took on the cross. He came as a man, God, come in the flesh to die on the cross, to be a perfect sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, to cover over the sins of mankind.
Amen. Amen.
And Paul told them that if they would seek Him, they would find Him and realize that apart from Jesus, they were lost, that they were sinners, that they had no way back to God the Father, who is holy and righteous, and that they had no way that they could deserve or earn His salvation,
Amen.
His forgiveness of their sin. And what a wonderful gift that in the beginning He created us, Adam and Eve. He gave us the breath of life, and He desired that we would walk with Him and talk with Him and be one with Him. And because we sinned, we broke that relationship, but Jesus restored that relationship. And I pray today that you have Jesus in your heart, that you've repented of your sin, and you've asked Jesus to forgive you and be your sacrifice for your sin, that you might have eternal life, and you might once again live and move and have your being in the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Oh, what an adventure. What a wonderful, wonderful experience to be born again of the Spirit of God and to walk with Him, to live with Him. We can do nothing apart from Him. 45 years ago, I took the hand of the Lord Jesus, and I haven't let go. And that song I sang about the goodness of God, it makes me weep because I look back over 45 years and He has always been faithful to rescue me, to help me, to comfort me, to be there one with me in the power of His Spirit. And I'm looking forward to that day when He calls me home and I'll be with Him eternally. And I pray that you know that too, that you've taken the hand of Jesus and that you're walking with Him. Pastor Buck.
Amen. Good word. Good word.
Amen.
Today I want to give you the invitation. You might be saved, but little by little, you've drifted away. And God is saying, here's my hand, take my hand. Are you tired of trying to do things your own way? Are you tired of trying to be Mr. or Mrs. Fix-It?
Yeah.
Are you trying to fix things on your own? Well, listen, let me tell you, it'll always end in disaster.
Yeah.
But if you'll take the hand of Jesus, the Holy Ghost will lead you in the path of righteousness, in a path that other people will listen to what you've got to say.
Amen.
Now, I want to say this today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the end of your life will be eternity in hell. And I'm not saying that to scare you, because, you know, I've always believed that we need the Lord's hand saying, take my hand and I'll save you and forgive your sins and change your life. And He'll do that.
Amen.
Jesus is our lighthouse. I'm saying this today that I've tried to do so many things in my own power and sort of said, well, if I get into trouble, I'll call on Jesus. Folks, that's the wrong attitude. That's what I call stinking thinking. We need to turn to the Lord to begin with, And it's not always going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it.
Amen.
And you know, Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly here on this earth. Our Father, which art in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I want to tell you, heaven's perfect. Now, we can't have everything perfect down here in this sinful world, but we can sure get a taste. The psalmist said, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I'm saying to you today, walking with Jesus, holding his hand, is the best life, the most rewarding life. It just blesses me and blesses my soul to know that he is there and he's not going to let go of our hand.
No, he's
not going to.
Psalm 18, verse 35 says, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation.
Yes.
And thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip.
Amen.
Amen.
And folks, I want to say, if you have slipped, if you have let go of the hand of the Lord, that you can come back right now to him.
Amen.
You can come right back right now. If you're not saved, I'm calling on you to repent and be willing to turn from that sinful life you're living now and make Jesus number one.
Amen.
And you'll be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Amen.
We're going to close with this song today called The Lighthouse. And I pray it'll bless you. And it's just wonderful to be with you today. Wonderful to be out here. The weather has been raining. It's been cold up here on these mountains, and there's been a lot of flooding, but the sun has come out today somewhat, and I noticed Pastor Nikki wore her jacket, and she done took her jacket off.
I got hot.
So it's getting warmer and warmer. But the thing about it, I pray that we have warmed your heart with the Word of God, mm-hmm. and made you realize how special you are to God.
Yes.
And how Satan has so many fooled thinking that being a Christian and following the Lord with all of your heart is dull and boring. I want to tell you, it's been the most exciting time in my life following Jesus and holding on to his hand.
Amen.
And sometimes he moves a little fast, but as long as you're holding on to his hand, he'll slow down for you just a little bit, as long as you got his hand.
Amen.
So we're going to close with this today. We pray that you've enjoyed it. I believe that when the Holy Ghost spoke to me last night and told me to have the good news, you know, all through COVID, and for about 2 years, we did the good news every day. And you know what? When we stopped the good news, because we have nursing homes now, we've added new homes up in West Virginia. God has been so good to Pastor Nikki and me. We're both 78 years old, loving the Lord with all of our heart and loving you. And we believe that somebody is going to come back to the Lord because we obeyed God.
Amen.
So press on, beloved, and know about that lighthouse.
Yes.
Amen.